Passion Sunday, I think this is the first time I've ever read the whole Passion narrative in church. I usually stick with the happy Palm Sunday celebration. It's a lot easier and happier and lighter. But just in reading through the whole story of what happened in that last week of Jesus' life, I think is so worth reading in one sitting. So thank you for sitting and listening. It's amazing how those same people who waved palm branches as he entered Jerusalem, hailing him as king, their king, the king they wanted, could turn their hearts and minds around to, at the end of the week, be saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Because they realized he wasn't going to keep giving them what they want. They wanted the healings. They wanted the blind to see, the lame to walk. They wanted to be wealthier. They wanted to stop being beggars. They wanted to be fed bread and fish. But Jesus knew their hearts all along. He knew what was inside of a man, and yet he loved and died for them anyway. Even the Pharisees, whom he also died for. The leaders of the religion of their day who are meant to draw people closer to God and yet kill his very son because they were jealous. Jealous. And because they liked the status quo, they liked things the way they were. We got it pretty cruisy under the Roman government at the time. Let's not disrupt things. Don't make things harder for ourselves. Let's just keep cruising along. Keep it comfortable. Jesus was radical. He never kept it comfortable. He was willing to get not just out of everyone else's comfort zone, get others out of their comfort zone, but get out of his own. He cried in anguish in that garden, "God, take this cup away from me. But if there is no other way, I'll do what you ask." Of course he was tempted to not go through with it. But he was submissive to the Father, even unto death. His love is amazing because he did that for us. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son to die on a cross for them and for us. Even knowing what is in us today, he knew not what was in them. He knows what is in us. He knows our greed. He knows that sometimes we just follow him because we want something from him. We don't worship him with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. I was challenged on this week. I just before the Lord, I go, "Lord, I just love you with all my heart and soul and strength, but you haven't had my mind this week. And I'm sorry." And he brings us to our knees because he does want us to worship him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And after all he has done for us, it's the very least we can give back. He'll never ask us in this country, I don't think, to die for him. I think in our own way, we all kind of deny him in a way. We play him down to those who might ridicule us or criticize us for our faith. How many of us can put ourselves in Peter's shoes? But thank God he gives us time to repent. He's patient with Peter. He's patient with all of them. He died so that they can have forgiveness, and so can we. And so today, my friends, whatever part of your life is not truly in line with God's will and his story and how it's meant to play out in your life, if you're keeping anything from him, your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, your life, your car, your kids, your dog, whatever it is, I just encourage us all to surrender ourselves afresh to Christ this week. And it's okay to feel the pain that he would have felt on that day this week. Thursday night, we're going to just sit with the Lord's Supper. It won't be a reenactment. I won't be trying to make it like it was. We're just going to sit in that space and feel what Christ might have felt and lean into what he wants us to learn through that. And Good Friday too, come prepared to reflect. I won't be preaching at you. It'll be your journey with the Lord. Because that's all he ever wants from us, to journey with him through this week up to Easter, but for all our lives. It's a journey. And we will come back next Sunday and we will celebrate, because this is not the end of the story. It's just beginning. So there is a hope, there is a brighter future. But for this week, my friends, sit with the Lord, take the journey, and let him do his mighty work in you. Because he didn't stay dead, he did rise again. And now he is the king that we all need. He is on the throne in heaven. He wasn't the king the Jews wanted. He wasn't this earthly king. But he's our king, the king of the universe, the rightful ruler over all things. And in his rightful place, we deserve to bring everything under his feet. He deserves to have us bring everything under his feet and worship him. And we can worship him as king, triumphal king, that they wave branches over, but even greater than that, king over all for all eternity. Amen.